Hello.
Hi, this is Cheryl, and we're returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. That's the person who requested the call back.
Yes, this is Patricia Jane again.
Ms. Jannigan, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file my unemployment online, but it said I had to call the number.
Okay. We can assist you with getting your claim filed. Okay. All right. And what's going to be that social?
287-74-7069.
I'm locking anyway. Give me that number again.
287-74-7069.
All right. And Ms. Jannigan, if you will verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number.
Okay, my date of birth is July 30, 1971. And my mother's maiden name is Coachman. And I301157 is the
Okay. Thank you for verifying that information. Okay. Let's see. We verified your date of birth. Yes. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments: direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The card,
The benefits card.
the benefit card.
Okay. Now, when you made your selection, you were provided information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear the information?
Yes.
Okay. And your license, is it a non-driver ID or a actual driver's license?
Non-driver.
Okay. If you can verify your mailing address, please.
My mailing address is 507 West Montgomery Road, Apartment F, Tuskegee, Alabama 36083.
Okay. And is your residential address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what is your primary contact number?
334-703-8924.
Okay. Is there a secondary number or email address you would like to list?
Okay, my email is my name, lowercase, all lowercase, Patricia Jannigan, 71@gmail.com.
Okay. That's going to be PatriciaJanGan71 at gmail.com.
J-A-N-I.
Yeah, I left out the I. Okay, there we go. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Scots, Skyhawks, Yellow Jackets, Cardinals, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Gaston, Auburn, Anniston, Phoenix City, none of the above.
Auburn.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? AB Role of Service, Hello's Associates, Presidential Homes, Soul Inn, or none of the above? Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your last day of work?
December the 9th.
All right. So 12/9/2022. Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay, come on. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite day to return back to work?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that date?
January the 9th.
January the 9th. Okay. So are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks? And look like y'all going to be off a little longer than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because y'all last day was now. Y'all off a whole month. Turning back in a month. But that is their vacation period, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's, we out for the Christmas, the break for the Auburn University.
Okay.
But I work for Aramark, but you know it's a company that under contract with them.
Yeah, because you will be returning back. And now, what type of work do you do? Can you give me the title or your job description?
A cashier.
Okay. And are you seeking work in that same profession?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Aramark Campus, that's the name of the employer?
The employer is Aramark, but it's all University Campus.
All right. Well, they got it listed as Aramark Campus, LLC.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's it then.
All right. Because they probably just do colleges.
Yeah.
Probably what they do.
Yeah, they do colleges, prisons.
Okay. And now a phone number where we could reach your employer.
Let's see, 334-844-7422. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if we were to have to contact you, would we dial that same number if you were still at work and not on shutdown?
Yeah, you can. And they'll probably get somebody, but that's at the human resource office. It's in another
business.
They probably would get word to me.
All right. And now, what was your employment start date?
My start date was October the
17th, 2019. Okay. And the work was performed in Tuskegee, Alabama? Not Tuskegee, Auburn.
Auburn.
Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, now do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And if you will get pen and paper, I'm going to provide you with some information.
Okay. Okay.
All right, your PIN number is going to be 6971.
Mm-hmm.
And no, we ain't had no name change. Keep on moving. Okay. All right. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://// Alabama Works, alabama.gov/voicenet, that's V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Thomas, /, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is going to be www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is going to be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So starting Sunday of next week, this coming Sunday, you can file your benefits for the this previous week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Ms. Jannigan, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Center. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're welcome.